Chapter 8. The Spell. The young king continued. The queen visited him twice a day. I was well aware of this, but pretended to not know anything. One day, out of curiosity, I followed her to the Palace of Tears, where I heard her talking to the wounded gentleman. Speaking sorrowfully, she cried, "I am extremely upset to see you in this condition, but, dear soul, I continually speak to you. Why do you not answer me? How long will you remain silent? Speak only one word. Alas, the sweetest moments of my life now are these I spend with you here." At these words, I lost all patience. Revealing myself, I came up to her and said, "Madam, you have wept enough. It is time to stop this sorrow. It shames us both. You have forgotten what you owe to me and to yourself." Bowing before me, she said, "Sire, if you have any kindness left for me, I beg you to put no restrictions on me. Please allow me my sorrow, which it is impossible for time to heal." When I saw that my protest only increased her pain, I stopped speaking and left. She continued to visit her charge. For 2 whole years, she abandoned herself to her sorrow. After these 2 years, I went a second time to the Palace of Tears while she was there. I hid myself again. I heard her cry out, "It is now 3 years since you spoke one word to me. You do not respond to my sighs or my tears. Is it from lack of concern or hate? Oh, death, tell me." I must confess, my lord, I was furious. For in truth, this much-loved man was not what you would imagine him to have been. He was a low servant, one of the original natives of this country. I was so angry that I revealed myself. I cried, "Oh, death, why do you not swallow up that monster lying there? Or rather, why do you not swallow up this pair of monsters?" I had hardly completed these words when the queen rose up in a rage. "You," she said, "you are the cause of my sorrow. Do not think I do not know. I have pretended too long. It was your cruel hand that put my love into this horrible condition." I cried, "Yes, it was I who punished him. I ought to have treated you in the same manner. You have too long abused my goodness." As I spoke these words, I drew out my scimitar. I lifted my hand to punish her. She said with a mocking smile, "Control your anger." Then she said words I did not understand, adding after, "By my spells, I command you to become half marble and half man." Immediately, my lord, I became what you see, a dead man among the living, and a living man among the dead. After this cruel sorceress had changed me, she brought me into this hall. By another spell, she destroyed my capital. She destroyed the houses, the public places, and the markets. My capital became the lake and desert plain you see here. The fishes of 4 colors are the former inhabitants of the city. The white are the Muslims, the red are the Persians, the blue are the Christians, and the yellow the Jews. The 4 little hills were the 4 islands that gave name to this kingdom. I learned all this from the sorceress. She happily told me of the effect of her spells. Yet this is not all. She is not satisfied with the destruction of my kingdom and the spell on my body. Thus, she comes every day and gives me 100 strikes with a whip until I am covered with blood. When she is finished, she throws a rough cloth over me and then this robe of brocade. Not to honor me, but to mock me. When he came to this part of his story, the young king could not prevent his tears. The sultan could not speak for pity. Shortly after, the young king cried out, "Powerful creator of all things, I accept your judgment and will. I have taken all my hardships with patience. I hope that your limitless goodness will ultimately reward me." The sultan was greatly affected by this story. He was anxious to avenge the sufferings of the unfortunate king. He said, "Tell me where this sorceress lives and where this servant lies." My lord, replied the young king, the servant, as I have already told you, is in the Palace of Tears. This is on the side of the main palace next to the gate. As to the queen, I cannot tell you precisely where she lives. However, every day after punishing me with the whip, she goes to visit him. It is then that she gives him the potion she uses to prevent his dying. He is in the same condition as the day that I first wounded him. Your Majesty, said the Sultan, no one could regret your condition more than I at this moment. Never did anything so extraordinary happen to any man. Only one thing more is needed. The revenge you are entitled to. I will stop at nothing to help you.